Riverside Club. Elke zondag tussen 7 en 8. Hallo, welkom in de Bonsai Club. Dit is de eerste avond en vanavond hebben we hele leuke gasten. Want we hebben hier de founders van Current Obsession. En daarbij hebben we Simon Marsiklia. En he is a designer and it's all about jewelry. So, in the studio we have Marina en Sarah. And we are going to ask some questions, but first we do a little music.
See?
Zo, dit was LP When We Were High. In de studio, we have guests Marina en Sarah. And of course Simon. But first I'm going to talk with Marina and Sarah. And that's handy if we put on the mics.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
In the Bonsai Club.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, it's really nice because I saw so many advertisements about the exhibition Obsessed. So I wondered, what is it for exhibition?
So Obsessed is a series of exhibitions and different types of events that deal with jewelry or body adornment. And it's all kinds of things for everyone who likes jewelry. So it's exhibitions, but also talks, performances, an auction, different kinds of things for larger public. So
yes, so you started off in Arnhem, I think.
Yes, it started on Friday in Arnhem, and it was huge amount of people. People had to take time slots to get in, and it was a beautiful show.
Yeah.
And I really recommend going. It's called Body Control.
Yes.
And it gives a bigger look at what adornment is from points of view of prosthesis or plastic surgery, perfection, and also jewelry. So it's a really large point of view, and it's really beautifully done. So,
yes, it's quite how do I say exciting?
Also,
exciting
super,
to see,
that
it's kind of like if it's new when you see it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And how did the festival start in your mind? Like, how did you? What was the cause to actually organize it? Because you are the organizers of this festival and also founders of Current Obsession. So, can you tell something about that?
Well, Current Obsession is producing our first sort of job was to produce a magazine.
Yes.
And in 2017, it happened that a lot of jewelry related events were taking place in November. And Marianne Unger, who is now unfortunately passed away, she was an incredible figure in the design field and in jewelry field, art historian and collector and just a sort of politician almost of jewelry. She reached out to us and said, look, guys, it's really difficult for institutions and artists to work together for different reasons.
Yeah.
Couldn't there be someone who could bring them all under one umbrella and just sort of create a bigger
platform.
Conversation. Yeah.
And can you tell me something about this woman, like how she
Marianne
looked?
Unger?
Yes, how she looked on jewelry.
Well, Marianne was incredible. She, I don't even know if it's my place to say anything about it. We called her the Angela Merkel of jewelry. She was like Mr. President, Mrs. President. So, she just did an incredible job opening jewelry up to other disciplines because she was also writing about fashion and design and many other disciplines. And her husband, Gerard Unger, was a type designer, type designer.
Yeah.
And so together they said, look, it can be more, jewelry can be more, jewelry can be other things. Jewelry is who you are and your heritage and your everything. It defines you. And so this is how she also wanted Obsessed to be. So uniting different types of jewelry.
Yeah. And that's also how you actually look at jewelry.
Absolutely.
Yes. And can you give me one example of a jewelry? Which points that out for you? Like, can you give one example?
Like a jewelry piece?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
which you think is really nice and which points out, like, it doesn't have to be the silver or the diamonds or the glitters, but it can also be something different, like also what we saw on the show in the Gemeentemuseum.
It's so hard. I don't know. Well, I guess it's for us, we are just like really excited about designers who question value and don't focus only on precious materials and work with materials that have different meaning. So talk about sustainability or about body standards. And so for me, it's really hard to like pick one piece and describe it.
Yeah.
But for example, if we look at this piece by Lisa Walker, I just have something laying here.
Yes.
And it's a piece made out of old mobile phones.
Yes.
And from the 90s.
For,
yeah.
For listeners, I will describe what I see.
Yes,
I see
it.
The magazine of Current Obsession. And I see a woman with a necklace, but the necklace is built out of old phones.
And tied together with a rope.
And tied together with the rope.
Yeah.
And also has colors. So
exactly.
It arranges the colors. So
right. Yeah. And so I think for me, for example, this piece has a very jewelry look. It's like a tribal piece almost, right? It's like beads.
Yeah.
But then it's made out of this like failed technology that is like now irrelevant. And so it's a beautiful piece to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the kind of jewelry we like. Yeah.
Yes. Good. When did you start with the platform, with the Current Obsession platform?
Current Obsession started in 2012, and we launched our first magazine in 2013 in Munich.
Yeah.
And so we've been around for 6 years.
So how did you two met?
Maybe Sarah should say.
Well, we met at there was a project at the Red Light Design, and Marina was a student.
Yes.
At the Rietveld Academy, and I was working for an artist, like a jewelry artist. And we kind of met on like a...
At the party.
At the party with a beer,
partying,
yeah.
So it's like a little bit silly story.
Yeah, that's when it starts. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The best things happen at parties.
Okay.
Right?
Well, we go on with the interview, but first we do a bit music. We do Tom Odell, Another Love.
Yes.
Maybe if I'd skim the stone, walk a different way back home, it would all make sense. Or shut my eyes, lose myself in teenage lies. If I fell in love a thousand times, would it all make sense? 'Cause I've been feeling pretty small sometimes. Every lie I ever gave.
Zo, dit was Tom O'Dell met een ander nummer. Ik had even een kleine vergissing gemaakt. Dat was het nummer Sense. Maar we hebben hem even lichtelijk weggedraaid, want we wilden eigenlijk nog veel meer weten over het Obsessed Festival. Because I also saw that there was like performance on jewelry. Mm-hmm. Can you? Because for me, it gives a lot of fantasy. Like, okay, what will that be? But can you lighten up a bit, but not telling everything? Because you have the exhibitions. You have in Dutch, it's called lezingen, the readings.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Yes,
and talks,
because next week there will be a reading in the Rijksmuseum, I thought.
It's going to be tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow already, yeah.
And it's a steady, like it's going to be on the 10th. There will be a lecture too.
Yeah.
But in terms of performances, I think a very interesting thing is coming up on the 8th, on Friday, at the Rietveld Academy. And it's actually the master students of the Sandberg Institute who are doing jewelry. And it will be a lottery where you can buy a ticket for €5 and win a really cool and expensive jewelry pieces. And what they will do, they will wear these, should I not say too much? It's really sexy gloves and like kind of reveal jewelry to the audience. And I think 10 people will be awarded. So
when can we be rewarded?
I think it will be, they're actually raising money to go to on a residency in China. So it's a good cause for them, for us.
Yeah.
The 10 pieces will be given away then, right? Then and there to the people who would come. So
good.
In the evening. It's in the evening from 7 to 10 or something like that. So it's a party. It will be a DJ and drinks and stuff. So
nice.
Come, yes.
And the reading?
So there will be
the lecture.
There will be a lecture. It will be actually a small symposium for one day at the Stedelijk Museum Amsterdam.
Yes.
And artist Lin Chang, she was awarded a prize from François van der Bos Foundation.
Yes.
And she makes really beautiful poetic jewelry and also politically engaged jewelry. And she will recreate a poster that she's made in 2010, which is called Jewelry Library. And it's a double-sided poster that has all these invented books on jewelry that don't exist. Like, as if jewelry was so important, like fine art. So you have all these publications about it. But and so she will recreate this as an installation at the Stedelijk.
So, so she just did as the books were real.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah, she made a bit fun of
her. And there will be some talks too, and you could see her pieces as well.
Yeah. But that's also with jewelry. Like, sometimes it's bringing up the fantasy.
That's like, right, absolutely.
So that's why it doesn't have to be like gold and glitters only.
No.
It can also be something else. So, you too.
Yeah.
You try to connect everybody.
Yes, Jewelry United.
So where can people reach out for you if they need you or they want to ask questions? Or
that's interesting. Jewelry emergency. I'm like, should I give my phone number?
maybe that's not the
too
most handy thing to do.
but for example, on the 8th at Ateneum, you know, the magazine store here in Amsterdam and Spau, we will actually launch our next magazine issue. Yeah. And it will be in the afternoon from 5. So we welcome everyone to come and we will be there and some of the contributors to the magazine will be there.
Yes.
So it's a good opportunity.
And is there also like an internet website where people can look and inscribe?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So Obsessed has its own website. It's obsessedwithjewelry.com.
Yes.
And our website is current-obsession.com. Yeah.
Yes.
And you can find us on Instagram as well, Current Obsession Mag.
Yes. So now people can reach out if they want something or things like that.
Yeah.
So after this, we go to a little music. I hope I can do it right now.
Right.
I can't get enough from any blanco.
Jewelry, yes.
Yeah.
Si tenía sed, pero lo que se pone bonito se le ve. Empezamos a pie y ahora andamos en el che. Vamos a calentar, baby, tú vas a subir y a bajar. No se quiere olvidar, lo quiere recordar, baby, yo quiero entrar.
Let's go. 'Cause I can't get enough.
Zo, dit was een muziekje van Chris Murphy. En ja, Ierse muziek. We are going to continue the interview. And of course, Simon is also in the studio. Welcome, Simon.
Thank you.
Thank you for also coming up, showing up. Really nice, because also you are very busy, I think.
Yeah. I actually just opened my first solo exhibition in the Tassen Museum here in Amsterdam.
Yes. Ooh. Good. And I liked the drawings, which were on the internet, very much. Did you show them?
No, actually, there is basically everything except drawings and handbags in the Handbag Museum exhibition there. Yeah. It's called, actually the exhibition is called Everything But the Bag.
Yeah, that's very particular for a bag museum. Can you tell something about the title as well?
Yes, absolutely. So since I see myself as a cross-disciplinary artist, and I create a wide array of different objects and sculptures and wearable ornaments and so on. So then I thought it would be nice to invite people to go into the exhibition and see if they could sort of match up like a whole outfit from all the different objects that's in the exhibition.
Yeah.
And then maybe connect it to one of the handbags from the permanent collection in the Tassen Museum.
Yeah, so that it will mingle in their head, actually, when they walk in the museum. So then you see the bags and then they see your exhibition and then it will mix and mingle in their head.
Exactly.
And can you tell something about the objects that you are showing?
Yeah. So there is basically, as I said, there's a lot of different objects, but everything from like a sci-fi creature and all the way to a wearable fountain.
Yes.
You can put on your wrist and make a little splash.
Yeah. And what is the wearable fountain? It's you put it on your wrist?
Yeah.
And then
you perform with it.
It's, oh, so
let's call it performative jewelry.
Yeah. No. So but how when do you use it actually?
Okay, so I will just give you a little backstory on the fountain, just so we are all in. So basically, it is a reference to when they say in certain songs, they say like they make different reference to jewelry, especially in hip hop.
Yeah.
So then
it's
I'll
bling,
take
bling.
And exactly, bling bling or a fountain on my wrist and so on. So then I've basically taken parts of the lyrics and translated them into wearable pieces.
Yeah, so
such as a fountain on your wrist.
Yeah, but it actually can spray.
It does. It but still needs to be plugged in though, so you can't really walk around with it.
okay. But you can also give a sign with it, like if you think somebody's really nice or annoying or is there an introduction with it, like explanation folder, how you can use it, or
you can find a video of how it's being used on my Instagram.
Yeah,
you will find it when you search for Simon Marsiglia. Or otherwise, the name of the Instagram is at Smala Skuggan, if you can spell that.
I think it's quite difficult to spell, but I think people will find you if they...
They'll find me through my name.
Yeah, or if they will look for the fountain on the wrist.
Exactly, or you can visit the Tassen Museum exhibition and there is my name in big letters.
Yes. And I wondered when I looked at the website, like, how are you doing in the studio? Are you having certain corners where you do certain things, or do you have like totally mess in the studio?
It's a bit of a mess, but I think it's really important to keep busy with a wide process, or like do a lot of different things so you don't get bored.
Yeah.
That's my biggest worry.
Yes.
So
you feel chased by the stoplight. Like you feel chased, like I don't know how to explain. Like if it stops, So you continue and continue and continue.
I'm always working on something. And I mean, like, I came to the Netherlands approximately like three years ago. And at that point, I like jewelry was completely uncharted territory for me. So it's just a playground where I'm having fun.
Yes. And how did you meet, like, Sarah and Marina and you? How did you meet?
I through some, because I was really into drawing and drawing artists, and through them I found some jewelry artists online, and then I went to this exhibition at the Stedelijk in Sertogenbosch that was called Cult, and at the exhibition, jewelry is cult. Sorry,
yeah,
yeah, I remember. And basically, there I found an issue. Actually, the one that we were referring to before, with a little phone necklace on the cover, an issue of Current Obsession. I think it's number 5.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So in there, I just basically picked up the magazine. I saw who was the editor, and then I took everything that I had in my portfolio at that point, and I tried to turn it into jewelry, and harassed the editor of the magazine. And that's the way it is.
That's right. Okay, good, good. And I have one last question for you. Mm-hmm. Because what I wondered was, what do you get the most energy out when you make things? Like, where do you get the most energy out with making?
So if the moment that I'm the most happy about what I'm making, and the most energetic would be like, if I can somehow broadcast the energy that I feel when I'm making jewelry or wearable ornaments or whatever. So like to have this possibility of the online platform like Instagram, for example, to be able to broadcast and like show this energy to a wider audience. I think that's when I'm
So that you can mood. Imagine how it's putting in not in the air, literally like we do now, but when it's like now you're in the Touch Museum, mm-hmm. that it's the same feeling that's in your studio, which goes there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, like, it's not like nobody else can see if I'm dancing around in my living room with a piece I just made, feeling super happy about it. But if I film myself and I put it out there, then they're sure they're going to experience the same feeling, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. What I want to do.
Good. Nice. I think we go to a little music, and it's Triumph of the Heart. I hope it will go the good way. We will
from Björk.
From Björk.
From Björk.
So, this was Björk with Triumph of the Heart. And actually, it's quite coincidence because I look at the music which I want to choose. But you have a Q&A with...
James Mary.
Yeah, and James... Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
No, it's fine. So James Mary is originally an embroidery artist.
Yes.
Who is now living in Iceland in a small cabin close by Björk. And he's been doing all of her masks and headpieces of the past, I think, two or three tours.
Yes.
And so he makes incredible, very high craftsmanship pieces that take really long time to make, and she wears them during her performances. And so we had an honor to be put in touch with him by the Guess Who Festival in Utrecht.
Yes.
And they invited him to do an exhibition, small exhibition at the Centraal Museum. So you're all welcome to come on the 9th of November. Yeah. So James will be doing a live embroidery, talking about performance. He will live embroider so people can watch him work. And then we will do a Q&A with him from 5 to 6. So and the performance you can watch a few hours before, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, I think it's also when for the listeners, embroidery is borduren, and
yes, exactly.
And it's quite strange to see somebody do it in a time where Instagram and Facebook and WhatsApp is
exactly. I think that's his big point, to slow down and take time and do these things and really concentrate. And I think that's why he chose also to live in nature and out there. So.
Yeah. Iceland is so not quiet, but so lonely.
Yeah, I think so. I've never been. No. I've only been to the airport.
Yeah. Well, can you point out once more where people can listen to the Q&A, and then we go over to the...
So the Q&A will take place at the Centraal Museum Utrecht on the 9th of November, and the live embroidery will be from 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and then we will take an hour break, and from 5 till 6 we will do the Q&A.
Wow. Yeah. That's really an honor to...
I know, I'm so excited.
And maybe 1 hour before you will be very nervous.
Yes, exactly. I think so.
Yeah. Do you already talk with him on the phone?
Yes, we actually did. That's really exciting because we did an interview with him for our latest magazine. So that's the one that's been printing now. Yeah. No, the one that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And the interview is really about this idea of digitalization and how people use these face filters today. And it's all viral. And he does it opposite, like by hand and only for Björk. So I thought it was a beautiful sort of connection. And so I had a contact with him. Yes. So we kind of exchanged emails and talked about these things. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So let's go to a bit of music. And actually, Finn, I don't know.
Billie Eilish.
Oh, we have Billie Eilish. And
I think your girlfriend is.
Where's my mind?
everything I do, the way I wear my news, like a necklace. I wanna make them scared, like I could be anywhere, like I'm reckless. I lost my mind.
Ja, en nou, we zijn weer terug. Dus
when I open the windows.
Yeah. Yes, and well, we are with 5 people in the studio. And I wondered with the guests, what would you like to see when you open the windows? So
I was just thinking about today is such a rainy day in Amsterdam. And I remember this view, one of my favorite views. We have a friend in Italy, in Savona, Claudio. Hi, Claudio. And he lives on the beach, like 5 meters from the beach. And every time he opens the window, it's just the sound of waves and...
Oh, that's
people
nice.
Just walking their dogs and it's just blue and beautiful. So I want to be there now.
Yeah. If we're saving.
Oh, for me, what I want to see when I open my window?
Yeah.
I would like to see a whole bunch of things. A whole bunch of things that I can put together into something terrifying.
Ooh, terrifying.
That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Halloween vibes. A little bit late.
Yes. Good. Cool. Good, thank you. Now we go. Sorry?
Will you also answer the question?
No, I don't answer the question. I have a lot of things I would like to see. When I would answer the question, I would like to have a mirror which continually changes. Mm. Like that. Yeah, I think that would be the best thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we go for a little music and after that we talk on. I think the music will start in a bit.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, 'cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name, 'cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday. Everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. 'Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. 'Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when
Yes, we're back again. And for the last minutes of the program, I will give a little bit samenvatting. What is it in English, Finn?
Synopsis.
The website where you can look for the information is www.obsessedwithjewelry.com. The 8th of November, there will be the show on the Rietveld Academy. And that will be of students of the Sandberg Institute. And 7 till...
Am I on also?
Yes.
Yeah. So also that's from 7th to 10th of November.
Yes,
there will
sorry.
Be a jewelry art fair
yeah.
at the Vestergasfabriek called Sierra Jewelry Art Fair. So it's a really nice opportunity to buy and to look at different types of jewelry, also commercial.
Yes, the more original.
Yes, exactly. It's a great mix.
Creative
yeah.
things. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have this little thing because every week the guest will give a little present to the next guest, and we will have a look what you brought with you for the next guest. The next guest. For next week is the Amsterdam guest. It's Maaike. And we will have a look what you will have.
Here is het cadeau.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah.
So for the next guest, we brought our next magazine issue, the Vernacular issue, which came out in 2017. And we thought it was a nice one for someone to read to get to know jewelry. It's a lot of interesting reads. So hopefully she likes it.
Yes, I hope. I think maybe there will be also more guests than one.
We again. Should bring more. Yay.
Yeah. But they can share. It's nice to share. So
nice.
For the last minutes, I think we go to a little music. And we have on the CD, I hope it will work, Laura Polans. It's a really beautiful Finnish singer. And we try to put on the CD now, and we will have a look if it works.
Can I just say thanks for having us so much?
Oh yeah, sorry. Before
you.
We go out, yeah. Also, thank you for being here. It was yeah. really nice to talk with you,
yeah,
and also really interesting that you do so lot for people and so much for people and yeah for jewelry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you.
Sorry, I didn't mention you.
You're right, 'cause everyone is right. you're slow, 'cause everyone is fast. And you're fast, 'cause everyone is slow. Your speed's connected to how long's your path and to which way you want to go. And in the night, in your mind, if there is friction, the conviction of your thoughts, beliefs, is shaken by its contradictions. Breathe in. No matter who you are and what you do, you are the air is you.
Dit was de eerste aflevering van de Bonsai Club. Ik wilde iedereen bedanken dat hij er was. En Vincent, heel erg bedankt voor de dingetjes.
De assistentie.
Voor de assistentie.
Techniek. Ik hoop niet dat er veel fout gegaan is vanavond.
Nee hoor, het is heel erg goed gegaan. En we gaan eruit met een liedje. Een prettige avond. En als je geen sieraden hebt, wees een sieraad voor de ander.
Good for you.